The Orillia Rowing Club continued its growth phase with three first-place finishes at the Central Ontario Championships in Welland last weekend. Elias Fittick, who had COVID twice last year, won the under-19 lightweight single and again in the under-23 lightweight double with partner Dylan Baileys. Kirsten Hawk placed first in the women's lightweight single. The Cora Regatta was the first test of the Orillia Club's competitive progress with 14 entries competing in 13 races, representing a significant increase over last year when 7 rowers were entered in 6 races. The athletes have been working hard. For most, this is their first novice year rowing and their first regatta in the events they were racing. It's always a bit nerve-wracking for the coaches as to whether they are ready to race. Have you taught them all the rules and how will these young athletes handle themselves? Said coach Ann Hodkin. In addition to their first place finishes, Molly Hazel and Maïe Bouchard both placed second in separate heats of the women's under-17 single. Hazel also placed second with Autumn Pryor in the women's under-17 double. Hazel and Bouchard placed second with Pryor and Sophie Stajenga in the women's under-17 quad. Iris Fittick placed second in the women's under-23 single and second in the women's under-23 double with Megan Gwynn. For Pryor and Stajenga, this was their first regatta after having only started rowing in the last 2 months. For Bouchard and the Pecorella brothers, Sam and Matthew, who came in third in the men's U17 double, this was their first competitive regatta, having previously taken part in the more recreational Martha Coffey Frostbite sprints on Halloween last year. Other races saw Emma Botari placing fourth in the women's under-19 single, Baileys placing fourth in the men's under-23 single, and Christine Riedel Fittick and Manuela Lord placing third in the women's masters double. The club's rebuild began following a membership decline at the end of the pandemic. Part of this rebuild has involved the development of a competitive rowing program that was initiated last year with the hiring of a new coach, Hodkin, formerly of the Argonaut Rowing Club in Toronto. This year, Mike Smith and Ryan Megson were added as coaches to the competitive program. Smith, also an Argonaut alumnus, started rowing competitively in 1986 and has remained connected to the sport, both as an executive, coach, Barry Rowing Club, Severn River Rowing Club, an active rower. Megson rowed and coached competitive rowing in New Zealand for 6 years and said he is really looking forward to being involved in the growth of the club and helping to coach the competitive crews. Along with the new coaches, the competitive rowers have increased from 11 rowers last year to 20 this year. According to Smith, races are won in the off-season and many of these student athletes completed dry land training this past winter at the Orillia Recreation Center. A winter recruitment drive at the local high schools has paid dividends in delivering excellent athletes to the program. Also new to competition was the club's quad boat, Bell Chambers, sponsored by Angelo Orsi and named in honor of the late Chris Bell Chambers. As part of the effort to expand its competitive rowing program, the club is hoping to move to Kitchener Park where there is more space for rowing and calmer waters. In conjunction with the move, the club plans to build a new boathouse that could also store 8-person boats, which are popular in competitions, but too large for the current boathouse. In support of the move, the club is hosting a Sportathon, July 18, at the Rowing Club's boathouse in Tudhope Park from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Barb Pigeon, club stalwart and board member, describes it as a fundraiser to help us raise the roof on a new boathouse. Everyone is invited to come out and participate in one of three sports, either erging on a rowing machine, walking or running around the perimeter of Tudhope Park, or row, for registered rowers. There is something for everyone to be active, enjoy the park, and raise money for the Orillia Rowing Club's new boathouse. Minimum cost is $25 per person. The person who obtains pledges amounting to the highest amount over $300 wins a prize. Orillia's mayor, Don McIsaac, will cap off the Sportathon by drawing the winner of the club's 50-50 draw. The winning ticket is projected to be worth $825 to $850. A few tickets are still available for the draw and can be purchased at the event. For more information, see the club's website.